Hi, welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman. Today I'm joined by Sam George, who's a group program manager in Windows Phone, who works on our native development platform.
That's right.
And today Sam is going to talk about a new feature in Windows Phone 8 for developers. We're adding support for C and C++.
That's right. So in traditional mobile development, C and C++ in a lot of ways is becoming the new mobility. New portability. Developers are keeping cross-platform libraries in C++, cross-platform business logic in C++, and in Windows Phone, up until Windows Phone 8, we haven't had support for that.
That's right.
So we're super excited in Windows Phone 8 to be adding that support. We have support for not only building pure C++ applications, but also for adding C++ or reusing C++ code right from within your XAML applications.
And this all started with the game developers, right? Because
That's right.
We knew that a lot of the game studios we worked with had a lot of these core C libraries
Yep.
that they used to build their games and bring them to lots of different operating systems. So we knew that in order to create as compelling a platform as possible, we had to give them the ability to leverage that code and
That's right.
to bring their games as fast as possible to Windows Phone.
That's right.
So DirectX is where it started in
Yep.
some cases. And you're going to show us a little bit about what DirectX looks like
Yep.
for Windows Phone 8.
So I'm going to show you some of the new Visual Studio support for
we'll switch over to
Windows,
your,
yep,
okay.
for Windows Phone 8.
Let's see there. There we go.
Great. So the first thing I want to show is that we have support for new project template. So I'll go ahead and create one of those.
And you're running VS Ultimate 2012, but this is also in our Express SKU. The free Windows Phone SDK will have all of this capability.
That's right. So I go under Other Languages, Visual C++, and here we have Windows Phone now. So this is the Windows Phone Direct 3D app. The thing I wanted to call out is that this is the same application model that Windows 8 has. And so if you look in under Windows 8 project templates, you'll also see a Direct 3D app. So same application model. You get to reuse the majority of your code between the two. I'll talk about some of the very minor differences that we have, but for the most part, this is the exact same application running on both Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.
That's quite amazing. I mean, I don't
it
think
is. Yep.
you know the fact that it's almost exactly the same template
yep.
to start with.
Yep. So this is the D3D app. Here I also have a Windows Phone runtime component. This allows me to call native code from within managed code. I'll show you that in a second. But for now, let's create a D3D app. And so you can see this is C++. This is the new C++ syntax. The little funny hats are not managed C++. Those are just basically fancy COM pointers. But this is just pure C++. So if I open up my application, so here, I'm going to step through in just a second, is where I'm creating my D3D11 device. And in here, this is the new application model. So here I'm registering for events to be notified when I'm activating, suspending, or resuming.
This is handling the Windows Phone lifecycle.
Exactly. So I'm going to go ahead and step into this. So there's our emulator starting up.
This is our new Hyper-V based
That's
emulator.
Right.
And you're doing native debugging here.
Yep. Deploying my application. All right. I've hit my breakpoint, so now I'm going to register for those event handlers. And if I step ahead, just to prove this is C++ using DirectX, I'll step through this. And here you can see D3D11 create device. So I'm creating my device. I get to draw to that directly. And this is what our default template shows. It's just a spinning cube. Again, this is being rendered in DX. And the way this works is just at frame rate, you're just called back and passed a DX device, and you just draw away whatever it is you want. In this case, we're just drawing a cube.
Now, enabling this type of D3D programming, at C and C++ is going to open the door to a large number of middleware providers.
That's right.
Like Unity, for example, I know has announced, to provide support for their tools and their middleware platform components so that developers will be able to bring their games over to Windows Phone.
That's right. And we've worked with all the major middleware vendors, and they're planning support for Windows Phone 8. So that'll make it super easy for people to build games.
That's great.
So what I'm going to show next is a sample from our SDK that's available now. It's a Marble Maze sample. The most remarkable thing about this is not the game. It's a very simple game. But the fact that it's the same sample that's in the Windows 8 SDK. And all we did, we ported this over to Windows Phone, Windows Phone 8, put it in the SDK. We removed a few subsystems that wasn't that aren't present on Windows Phone 8, like DTD and DWrite. But for the most part, the sample remained unchanged. I'll go ahead and hit F5. You can see my emulator's loading. So it's just building that and deploying it to the emulator. And the emulator's running, of course, full Windows Phone 8.
Right.
Here's my debugger. As you can see, here is my same events that I was just showing in the template. So I'll go ahead and step over those. And here I'm stepping into creating my D3D11 device. Hit F5. It looks like I've got the wrong
project.
Yep. All right, let me just close that. Okay, now it's loading in the emulator. These are the event handlers. Go ahead and step over those. And here I'm creating my D3D11 device. And then this is the game running in the emulator. So I can, you can hear that, but I have sound and collision detection working. I can wave my mouse back and forth and get the accelerometer responding. I can also use the accelerometer helper for that. Drag this guy around, and the game responds. But that's a Windows 8 sample running on Windows Phone 8, and the full sample runs as is.
That's amazing.
Yep.
You know, the other thing, though, I think you were going to talk about that's really amazing is the ability to combine these two models, these two powerful models, because even though DirectX is great for creating these 3D game experiences, it doesn't necessarily help you too much with common UI components.
Correct.
So you might want to use XAML for that.
Yep. So let me close this solution. So our D3D application is the bare bones application needed for high performance games.
Right.
And if you want to reuse your D3D assets, like for high performance rendering, from within a XAML application, we built support for that. There's a couple controls we have in XAML now. The first is drawing surface background grid, which is basically a grid where you can draw directly to the background of it from DX, and then you can put whatever XAML content you want. The second is just a drawing surface.
Okay.
And drawing surface allows you to position a DirectX texture right within a XAML application.
Right.
And render to it from native code. So let me create one of those solutions. We've got a template for that too. So under Visual C Sharp, Windows Phone. So this is the new template. It's the Windows Phone Direct 3D XAML application. So what this gives me is two projects within my solution. The first is a XAML application. And the XAML application is super simple. It's just got a grid. And here you see our drawing surface. And then the drawing surface, the way this all gets wired up, is that inside my main page XAML here, in the code behind, in the page's constructor, here, drawing surface, this is the name of the drawing surface I just showed you.
Right.
I'm calling set content provider, which passes in a Windows Phone runtime component that implements a certain interface that we use to call back to pass along a DX device so that you can render.
I see.
This component is implemented in pure C++, and so this is the second part of my solution, this project, the Direct 3D XAML application component. And inside of this component, you'll see
by default, this is just the rotating cube.
Correct, yep. And here you'll see this is the same D3D11 crate device call that I had in my pure C++ project.
Right.
So if I hit F5 on this, I just show you that the project looks exactly the same. There it is.
Right.
Spinning around in the emulator. And to prove that this is a combination of both, just stop debugging, of both XAML and C++, I'll show you how you can composite XAML on top of the C++ DirectX code. So here I'll go into my main page, and this is a drawing surface, and again, this is being rendered to from C++ with DirectX. So here I'm just going to add a text block. Actually, it stole my... There we go. Okay, so I'll take a text block. Text equals hello world. And then I'll give it a font that we can see. Okay. And I'll give it a font size we can see. Perfect. Okay. So now you can see in the designer, you see the text hello world on top of a little placeholder icon that we put whenever there's a drawing surface. And so now, when I launch this in the emulator, you'll see I have the text hello world compositing onto that content that's being rendered using Direct3D.
That's great. So we've given people a simple way to merge the two different types of projects into one. Here being the ability to add XAML components, UI components easily on top of it.
That's right.
But what you've also demonstrated, which is really important here, is the ability to create this native component that can be leveraged in the context of this managed application.
That's correct.
There are a lot of new non-UI implications here because anyone doing anything compute or data related could build a component that could be leveraged on phone, on desktop Windows, or even on other operating systems
They're
using Compliant C. So
that's right.
This is really powerful and it's exciting.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us today to show us the stuff coming in Windows Phone 8. Really excited about native code development.
Yep. Thank you very much, and we're super excited to see what people are going to build with this.
Thank you. We'll be right back.